Winning once is hard enough.
The wait is over.
How sweet it is, the fruits of victory.
But this year's battle,
show the Giants who the real bosses are in the NL West,
is for back-to-back.
Let's go, Dodgers. Let's do back-to-back. Conquer for Kirsch.
Welcome to Postseason Dodger Talk.
I'm grateful for your show.
And I love listening to you, especially on the game.
Your chance to sound off on the boys in blue. Call the show at 866-987-2570.
Without you guys, there's no Dodger Talk.
LA Dodger Baseball is brought to you by Chef Marito,
seasoning partner of the Dodgers,
Navien tankless water heaters.
For endless hot water, visit tanklessmadesimple.com.
And by Chevrolet.
Find new roads.
Now your host for Postseason Dodger Talk, Tim Cates.
Ah, we are off and running on this off-night Dodger Talk here on your home of the Dodgers, AM 570. LA Sports. Tim Cates with you here until 8 o'clock tonight for off-night Dodger Talk as the Dodgers are in San Francisco as we speak, going through a team workout. They'll take on the San Francisco Giants tomorrow night, game one of the NLDS. First pitch coming up at 6:35. It'll be Logan Webb and Walker Buehler. The game one pitching matchup tomorrow night, Morongo Casino, Dodgers on deck. We'll get it at 5:30. Get it started at 5:30. We'll have plenty of covers leading up to that, beginning tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Myself and Steve Sachs from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Colin Cowherd until noon. Rogan and Rodney noon to 2. Petros and Money from 2 to 5:30 leading in to Morongo Casino, Dodgers on deck. But plenty of time between now and 8 o'clock to get your phone calls. 866-987-2570. 866-987-2570. So much to get to between now and 8 o'clock. David Vasse will check in from Oracle Park in San Francisco coming up in about 20 minutes. He is with the team. He is embedded with the team. He flew up to San Francisco with the team earlier today. He went over to the team hotel. He is at Oracle Park all afternoon long as both the Giants and the Dodgers had media availability today, and both teams with on-field workouts. The Giants went first. Gabe Kapler talked to the media. Logan Webb talked to the media. Evan Longoria and Mike Yastrzemski talked to the media as well. Then the Giants went through a two-hour workout from 3 until 5 p.m. on the field at Oracle Park. While that was happening, the Dodgers landed, checked in, got to Oracle Park. Walker Buehler, the game one starter, talked to the media about 5 o'clock, followed by Kenley Jansen and Dave Roberts, all speaking to the media up there at Oracle Park. And the Dodgers, at 5:30, began a two-hour workout, which goes until 7:30 tonight. So the Dodgers on the field as we speak. David Vasse will get us an update on how the team is feeling, what is the mood of the team, the vibe after last night's dramatic wild card win over the St. Louis Cardinals, and how this team is looking going into this series against the San Francisco Giants. 866-987-2570. Let's face it. This is the series we all wanted come October. Maybe not in the NLDS, hoping for the NLCS, but the way things shook out, the Dodgers won 106 games. The Giants won 107 games. You add it together, these two teams had 213 wins, the most in baseball. As it turns out, only one team can win the division. That was San Francisco, their first divisional title in a long time, because the Dodgers had won 8 straight coming into this 2021 season. The Dodgers finish as the number one wild card after winning the wild card game last night. Here we are, NLDS, best of 5, with San Francisco having a home field advantage. Games 1 and 2, Friday and Saturday in San Francisco. Day off Sunday. Games 3, 4 at Dodger Stadium next week. But the Dodgers getting ready to take on the San Francisco Giants. Basically an even series during this regular season. The Dodgers would lose one more game than they would win against the Giants. But for the most part, they played an odd number of 19 games. The Dodgers and Giants were basically even all season long. There were some ups, there were some downs, there were some big wins, there were some bad losses for the Dodgers. But with everything being said, the Dodgers and Giants getting ready to square off in what many expect will be the eventual World Series champion when the Dodgers come out victorious in this five-game series. And think about the history, Dodger fans. I know we're going to get into this matchup and the pitching matchups in Game 1 and 2 and how it's lining up for the Dodgers. We're going to hear from David Vasse and how the team's feeling going into this five-game series. But let's just look back at the history of this Dodgers-Giants rivalry. This isn't a rivalry that started, you know, with a couple of teams 50 years ago, and, you know, they've played each other so many times in the division. It's just geographically that's the rivalry there. I mean, this isn't even an Arizona Diamondbacks team that's 30 years old. This is a Dodgers-Giants rivalry that goes back to 1890 when they played in Brooklyn, when the old Bridegrooms took on the Giants back in May 1890. These two teams played for years against each other in New York, Brooklyn, Manhattan, the Polo Grounds. And both moved out here in 1958, the same time, same year, same state, different cities. The Giants went north to San Francisco. The Dodgers came to Southern California and Los Angeles. The rivalry goes back to 1890. They've played each other over 2,500 times in this rivalry. The Dodgers and Giants have the most National League pennants. The Dodgers with 24, the Giants with 23. The Dodgers have won the National League West 19 times compared to the Giants 9 since they start the divisional era back in 1969. The Giants have more total wins, head-to-head wins, and World Series titles, 8-7. Since moving to California, the Dodgers hold the advantage in pennants and World Series. The Giants most recently in the World Series in 14. The Dodgers won it a year ago. These two franchises are linked together. Really, when you think about the history of baseball, going back to the 1800s, the early 1900s, when only one team can come out of the National League, and you didn't have the expanded playoffs like you do now, which, you know, divisional series and championship series. It's you win the pennant and you move on to the World Series. They move out to California together the same year. The hatred back and forth. You hear from so many former players, coaches, managers. We all know the stain that Tommy Lasorda had for the Giants and that franchise and the fan base. It was felt right back for many players and coaches that played in San Francisco or managed there. It's a rivalry in its truest form. Two teams with history. Two teams that despise each other. Two teams now fighting it out to get to the NLCS and a World Series. Two teams that were separated by one game during the regular season. Two teams with two front offices that are basically mirroring each other. Farhan Zaidi branched off from Andrew Friedman after being here the last several years, working together. And now in his second year, has turned around the Giants, but you look at the way they're built. You look at the way they're modeled. You look at their philosophies, the way they approach the game, the way they go through a game and manage it, and the moves they make in-game. It's like watching the Dodgers. They mirror each other in so many ways. To me, it's kind of cool to think about the history. Two franchises that have played so many times, 2,500 plus times they've played each other. So even during the regular season this year, they mirror each other in the way they play here in 2021. And here they are battling it out in a best of five series. Let's go. How about you, Dodger fans? I'm fired up. I cannot wait for first pitch tomorrow night. Walker Buehler, Logan Webb, Kevin Gausman's going to go in game two. From we expect Julio Urias to get the start in game two for the Dodgers. Game three, Max Scherzer lined up to go on Monday night at Dodger Stadium when the series comes back to Southern California. This is exciting. This is a rivalry in its truest form. And this is the first time ever they've met in the postseason. Think about that. 1890, New York, Brooklyn, Manhattan, the Polo Grounds. Moving out to Los Angeles. Moving out to San Francisco. The rivalry through the 60s, the 70s, the fights, the divisional races. And this is the first time these two teams are going to meet in October in the playoffs. This is cool. This is baseball at its best. You couldn't ask for a better matchup. If you're Rob Manfred in baseball, you are standing and applauding that this is the way it lined up. Two best teams facing off in October. This is going to be an awesome five-game series. It is going to be a tough five-game series. The regular season, these two teams battled. These two teams went back and forth. It was entertaining. There was some memorable moments, right? Some not so memorable moments. And just think of the moments that changed the way this series during the season changed the way the standings occurred. A one-game separation between the Dodgers and Giants during the regular season. And to think, Mike Tottman robbing Albert Pujols of that walk-off home run back in late May. He's not even with the team anymore. Darren Ruff in the non-check swing. Kenley Jansen, blown save. Dave Roberts was ejected in that game back in July. When Sheldon Noisy was at second, if he would have stretched, got the force out, got out of the inning. He had a game with the walk-off home run from Will Smith. Also in July. Cody Bellinger in the wild throw up in San Francisco where he airmailed it from first down the left field line. You've got Walker Buehler who is going to get the start in game one tomorrow night. Remember what happened to Walker Buehler in his last start up at Oracle Park? Almost a month ago? September 5th. That weekend series in San Francisco. And Walker Buehler on Sunday Night Baseball went three innings, gave up six runs on seven hits, walked one, struck out one, had control issues, and took the L as the Dodgers took the loss. There are so many moments during this series, during this season, that could have changed the way the standings turned out. But also, it just shows you how evenly matched these two teams were during the regular season. Now, do I still think they're evenly matched? On paper, no. To me, on paper, the Dodgers have a much better team. But at this point, you can't say anymore, when are they going to fold? When is reality going to hit? When is the clock going to strike midnight for Cinderella, that is the San Francisco Giants? Because if it hasn't happened now, it's not going to happen. But it's not to say they can't lose this series. That is for sure. It's not a one-game wild card. It's not a three-game weekend set up at Oracle or in Dodger Stadium. It's a best of five, first two in San Francisco, first pitch 6:37. Let's freaking go. 866-987-2570. 866-987-2570. Logan Webb, Walker Buehler, the pitching matchup in game one. This series is big. I haven't even gotten to the wild card game last night. The fact that the Dodgers are playing in the NLDS is pretty much expected. But whoa, last night, were you not on the edge of your seat listening to that game? Were you not on the edge of the seat at Dodger Stadium? That place was packed from first pitch to walk-off home run from Chris Taylor in the ninth inning. The Dodgers battled back, didn't play clean early on. Max Scherzer certainly did not have his stuff. Certainly did not have it. But battled through it, got into the fifth, and the Dodgers' bullpen, I mean, Kelly, Gratterall, Trinan, Knable, Jansen, locked down, put up a zero, put up another zero, ball game. It was fantastic to see what the Dodgers' bullpen did last night. And for all you Dave Roberts haters out there, a lot of Dodger fans shaking their heads saying, yep, he pushed the right buttons last night. Yep, he made the right moves. He put the players in the situation to go out there and succeed. And you know what? Sometimes they don't. Sometimes they give up a home run. Sometimes they fail. But last night, Dave Roberts looks like a genius for pulling Max Scherzer, giving the ball to Joe Kelly, who went out there and got that fielder's choice from Arenado and then got Daniel Carlson to strike out. Looks like a genius. Putting Bruce Dargrado out there in a six-pitch, sixth inning. Looks like a genius with Blake Treinen going the inning in two-thirds. Corey Knebel, the punch out in the to get out of the eighth, and Kenley Jansen, the one hit, but striking out three in that ninth inning. He pushed all the right buttons. The guys made all the right moves, and the Dodgers get the walk-off win last night. It was fantastic. The atmosphere at Dodger Stadium last night, and to see the contributions from everybody. Everybody had a part of that win last night. And when was the last time you could say Cody Bellinger was a part of a big win? Well, Petro Samudi said it earlier. A lot of people down on Cody Bellinger this year. He's hurt. He got hurt again. And in between that and after that, he just did not look right offensively. We all know what happened. We saw it over the last 162. But last night in the wild card game, even Cody Bellinger said it afterwards. That's the past. We're in the present of the postseason. And I hope he just drew that shade down and put the end and put to bed the regular season. Because last night, Cody at the plate looked disciplined. Cody last night at the plate, sure, a little wild, the Cardinals pitchers. But we've seen Cody chase balls out of the strike zone a lot. A lot. We've seen him out there chasing balls in the dirt, balls up in the zone, in on the hands. No business swinging at him, and he was. But last night, Cody looked disciplined at the plate, draw a couple of walks, showed the speed, getting to second, and then scores on the two-run home run from Chris Taylor, who puts an exclamation point on a great night out of Dodger Stadium last night. If you were there, I want to hear from you. If you were listening, 866-987-2570, 866-987-2570. Are you excited about the game, the series, the Giants, the rivalry, the series? They got the best of the Dodgers by a game during the regular season series. They're flaunting their 107 wins and what they did to knock off the Dodgers in their eight-year run atop the NL West. It's time for the Dodgers to step up here in the postseason and take care of business against the Giants. 866-987-2570 is our number. 866-987-2570. You can also tweet at me, at Tim Cates, T-I-M-C-A-T-E-S. We'll respond to that as well. Dodgers in San Francisco. Just starting to wrap up their off-night workout at Oracle Park. David Vasse will join us. Your phone calls. I'm excited. I cannot wait for this series. I cannot wait for Dodgers-Giants postseason best of five series. Let's go. Your phone calls, David Vasse, off-night Dodger talk. Thanks for being with us. Tim Cates here on a Thursday night on AM570 LA Sports.
This is Dodger Talk on your home of the world champion Dodgers. Follow us on Instagram at AM570 LA Sports for more Dodger content.
The home of the Dodgers.
AM570 LA Sports.
Dodgers and Giants have played each other for 120 years. 1890 was the first time the Dodgers and Giants first squared off. The then Bridegrooms beat the Giants 7-3, May 3rd, 1890. Tomorrow is October 8th, 2021, and it's the first time these two teams will have met in the postseason. That's crazy. 2,500-plus games these two franchises have played against each other over the 120 years, and they're going to square off for the first time in the postseason here in the NLDS, and we'll have all the action for you, as we always do, as your home of the Dodgers. AM 570 LA Sports. David Vasse will join us in just a couple of minutes. Your phone calls, though, 866-987-2570. Game one starters tomorrow. Walker Buehler goes for the Dodgers. Logan Webb, the right-hander, will go for San Francisco. 11-3 with a 3.03 ERA. But by the way, Logan Webb in 20 starts since May 11th is 10-0 with a 2.40 ERA. All right. I promised her earlier during Petro some money that she go straight to the front of the line and be the first call tonight on Dodger Talk. She is Izzy. Hi, Izzy.
Hey, Tim, you didn't have to. I could have waited.
No, okay. I promised you, Izzy, and I live up to my promises.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Well, I'm worried now, so anyway.
You're worried?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just worried. You know how I get through the regular season? I always get worried during the regular
season. You're a worry season.
I'm with you. Yeah, I am dream baseball season and dream playoff, but I say I got a pretty good feeling. I think the series will probably go at least five, so I just can't see it go any other way. I do think the Dodgers will somehow get through the series. Don't ask me how, but anyway. But I just got to say, last night game was really exciting. I wish I was there. So, but yeah, you know, let go Dodgers and let's see what happens. I still think, though, that the Dodgers are probably going to probably a low-scoring game, at least in the first three games. So I can't see any blowout of it anyway.
All right, Izzy. I kept my promise. You were first up. Okay. Don't worry.
Okay, well, I'll call you and see tomorrow. We'll see how I'm feeling tomorrow.
No promises about tomorrow, but we appreciate the phone call. Brian in Redondo Beach is next up here on Off Night Dodger Talk. Brian, welcome. How you doing?
Hey, good. How you doing? Thanks for having me on. I've been a Giants fan for 35 years now, back to the Candlestick days. So this, the ultimate would have been a 7-game series, the NLCS, to the rights to go to the World Series. But this is great as well, of course. Sad to say, I know more about the Dodgers than I know about my Giants these days since I live here in L.A. But I would say, you know, the Giants fans are the ones to worry. Their starting pitching is starting to leak oil.
Yeah,
Logan Webb has been great. The Giants' best chance is to win that game one. If they don't win game one, I think Dodgers in three or four. That being said, you know what kind of, you know, it's just, it's the Giants don't spend money like the Dodgers do. The Dodgers went out and got guys like Betts, Bauer, now Scherzer, Trey Turner. Those four guys are top 10 players. You know who the Giants got back in 2010, 12, and 14? They got guys like Marco Scudero, Pat Burrell, Cody Ross. I'm sure a lot of your callers don't even know who those guys are. But I can understand how the Dodger fans are saying, hey, we won the World Series last year. But, you know, really, if you're a traditional baseball fan, 60-game season, it's not even half. You guys won eight of
it. It is what it was. It was a 60-game season during a global pandemic. So with that being said, to me, it's the same thing. 866-987-2570. Coming up, we'll tell you about the Dodger Stadium viewing parties that are happening Friday, Saturday, and next Thursday if necessary, how much it is, and what you get. Not only do you get to watch the game, they're going to give you something pretty cool if you're able to go out there. But joining us right now from San Francisco with the team embedded yet again, and we love that, he is the one and only David Vasse. David, how you doing, buddy?
I'm back. Still here at Oracle Park. The Dodgers just wrapped up their workout. Tony Gonsolin threw a simulated game, Tim, in preparation for what you would imagine to be a role in game four, either as the bulk innings pitcher or even as a traditional starting pitcher. But as we've seen in the past, the Dodgers have gone the opener route and then Gonsolin comes in. So he was 5 days from now, he would be lined up to pitch Tuesday at Dodger Stadium, if necessary, game four.
Dave, you've got exclusive access. You're the only Dodger insider that is with this team right now in San Francisco. You traveled with them. curious, and I don't know, a lot of Dodger fans would just kind of love to know the vibe from the flight up, just the mood of the team after the win last night and now turning around and going to San Francisco and get ready to battle for what could be a long five-game series.
Yeah, it's interesting to see how the mood changes, Tim. As we boarded the charter up to San Francisco, the players were happy and having a good time with each other. Their families were with them on the way up here to San Francisco. And then once we got to the ballpark, it's like a switch flipped, and they became a lot more focused and a lot more measured with their words and very businesslike when they got to the ballpark. It was an optional workout. Some guys decided to take some swings in the cage, but some guys came out here to support Tony Gonsolin and be part of the simulated game. But it's just interesting, the dynamic on how a team that has the experience of playing in the postseason, that has won 106 games, just how it just flips once they get to the ballpark. And a lot of them, Tim, when asked, spoke to Walker Buehler, Justin Turner, Kenley Jansen, and Dave Roberts today. A lot of them are not trying to get sucked into the rivalry between the Dodgers and Giants and just how we are all excited about that. Mm-hmm. They're trying to remain focused that this is just another step to their ultimate goal. The ultimate goal is not just to beat the Giants in this series. The ultimate goal is two more rounds away. So they're trying to keep that focus and mentality heading into tomorrow night.
Last night, Cody Bellinger came up big, Dave. Obviously, Chris Taylor had the big two-run home run to win the game and to move the Dodgers on to the NLDS with the walk-off two-run shot. But I know you spoke about it earlier today, but for those just listening here on Dodger Talk, what Cody did last night in those walks, and especially there in that ninth inning to draw the walk and steal second, was really big.
It really was, and he had only reached base three times, only two other times during the regular season. So that was an extraordinary performance by him. And without him being able to draw that walk with two outs, Chris Taylor does not have the opportunity to be the hero. And Chris Taylor said on the field to us that Cody stealing second base changed his whole approach in that at-bat, where he wasn't looking to drive the ball anymore. He was just trying to get a base hit because of Bellinger's speed to score from second base. So can't say enough about what Cody Bellinger did. And also lost in all of it was Justin Turner's game-tying home run. That kind of started to put the momentum towards the Dodgers side, even though they only had one run. Better to be tied going into the final three innings than being down a run. And Justin has 13 postseason home runs, the most by any Dodger. And he, you know, talking to him today, he doesn't even care about that. He just cares about tomorrow and the series and winning, because nobody, as he put it, nobody cares about what you did in your last game. It's just about your next one.
David Vasse, our Dodger insider, is live at Oracle Park in San Francisco. Nowhere else here in Southern California you're going to get this kind of coverage inside with the Dodgers at Oracle Park during their workout, getting ready for Game 1 of the NLDS tomorrow night, 6:37 first pitch. It'll be Walker Buehler and Logan Webb. Quickly on last night, though, Dave, Max Scherzer did not have his stuff. He battled, though, going into the fifth inning. He only allowed the one run on the wild pitch, so he scattered three hits along the way, but he walked three. He had issues with his command. It's the third start in a row, if you go back to the last two of the regular season, that he hasn't been, I guess, sharp. Is it something that he's worried about? I know you had a chance to talk to him after the game, or does he think he's maybe figured it out?
Yeah, well, even before the wild card game, Tim, I had asked him about it, and he said it's not just the starts in Coors Field and against the Padres, but he started to feel himself getting out of tune with his mechanics three starts ago in Cincinnati before the regular season ended. So he knew something was off, and he told me after the game last night that he felt like he was getting it back during that Tyler O'Neill at-bat, the last batter he was allowed to face. And that's why he was so adamant that he didn't want to come out of the game, because he felt like, all right, all of a sudden things are clicking, and I may be able to cruise here. But Max was out here earlier today at Oracle Park, and he'll be lined up to pitch Game 3 at Dodger Stadium, so he'll have another opportunity to pitch in front of a sellout crowd at Dodger Stadium and be part of that incredible atmosphere when the Dodgers return home after these first two games in San Francisco.
Dave, based on what you saw during the workout and maybe kind of what you're thinking as far as game one lineup is concerned for the Dodgers, first base, is it going to be Matt Beatty again? Maybe Albert Pujols? The righty Logan Webb has pitched great all season long. He's going in game one for the Giants. Will it be a change at all from the lineup from Wednesday night?
I really don't believe you'll see a change. I believe you'll see Matt Beatty at first base, and you will see Cody Bellinger start in center field because of how big of an outfield it is here at Oracle Park. So he's in there for his defense primarily, and what you saw against Adam Wainwright, I believe will be the same lineup that you'll see tomorrow night against Logan Webb. Now, when the Giants throw Alex Wood at the Dodgers, the left-hander, you'll probably see Albert Pujols at first base, and you'll probably see Chris Taylor in center field. The one thing to look for, though, Tim, is A.J. Pollock. He has been such a big part of the Dodger offense since the beginning of July, hitting over .330. He has not been a postseason performer, and he needs to find a way to change that. That's a key. And if there was going to be a change in the lineup, I don't see the Dodgers benching Pollock after just one wild card game. But if he continues to struggle in the playoffs, I could see Chris Taylor getting more opportunities in left field and possibly even going with some other alternatives out there, especially against right-handed pitching.
Well, Dave, we'll let you go. It's been a long day for you. Great coverage all day long. It's going to continue tomorrow morning. We'll be back on live and local at 6 a.m. Rogan and Rodney, Petros and Money, Morongo Casino, Dodgers on deck at 5:30. First pitch at 6:37. We've got boots on the ground with our own David Vasse in San Francisco. Enjoy dinner tonight, Dave.
All right, Tim. Thanks for holding it down tonight.
All right, buddy. There he goes. David Vasse live in San Francisco. Very cool to have Dave back on the road traveling with his Dodgers team, because there is nobody better out there. Dave is plugged in. He's got great contacts. He gets great insight from these guys and coaches and staff, and is really dialed in with this Dodgers organization. And there's nobody else there that is better at covering this Dodgers team than David Vasse. And because of the pandemic and, of course, protocols, last year was what it was, and limited availability. Certainly things started that way this season as well, with Zoom calls and no field access, and then field access happened, and now Dave is able to really engage again with these players and coaches and staff. So there's no better place to get Dodger coverage than, of course, right here on your home of the Dodgers, AM 570 LA Sports. Not just saying that, there's a lot of beat writers that cover for .coms and newspapers and some radio still, but there's nobody better than David Vasse. He does a great job with this Dodgers team, and any information we get and he gets, he passes it on to you, the Dodger fans, and we appreciate that. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll get a final sweep of the calls. If you're on hold, I'll get to you. We got a line open, though. 866-987-2570. Dodgers and Giants. Game one of the NLDS is tomorrow night. Walker Buehler looking for a little payback after his last start at Oracle Park in early September. Logan Webb has been virtually unhittable since May. A 10-0 record with a 2.40 ERA in his last 20 starts. Dodgers going to go to San Francisco, look to punish the Giants for taking the division, and then move on to the NLCS. It's going to be a great series. It's going to be a hard-fought series. Not going to be easy. But the Dodgers are loaded and ready to go at Oracle Park tomorrow night. Your phone calls when we come back. Thanks for being with us. Tim Cates, Ronnie Fascio, and you here on Dodger Talk on AM 570 LA Sports.
Don't miss a moment of World Champion Dodger Talk. Your chance to talk about the world champs is here. 866-987-2570. Hear past episodes of Dodger Talk on the iHeartRadio app.
Off-night Dodger Talk continues until the top of the hour. Tim Cates with you. David Vasse, you just heard from him. He is at Oracle Park in San Francisco as the Dodgers are just now wrapping up their off-night workout. The Dodgers, winners of the wild card last night on the walk-off home run from Chris Taylor, celebrated last night. Back to work today as they boarded their charter, flew up to San Francisco this afternoon, landed, went right to Oracle Park, had some media availability, and they worked out for 2 hours up in San Francisco. You heard David Vasse, Tony Gonsolin throw the simulated game to hitters as the Dodgers got some work in. Some decided just to take some some hacks in the batting cages underneath Oracle's park there in San Francisco. It was optional to go out on the field, but Dodgers getting a full team workout in today until about 7:30, and now heading back to the team hotel as the Dodgers get ready for game one of the NLDS. It's an NL West showdown tomorrow night between a team that won 107 games and a team that won 106 games during the regular season. Dodgers and Giants, first pitch is coming up at 6:37. Don't forget, I'll be back tomorrow morning with Steve Sachs, former Dodger great. A scam is back in the morning. Sachs and Cates in the AM, beginning at 6 a.m., going till 9 a.m. We'll be in for Dan Patrick and the Danettes, who will be available on the iHeartRadio app if you want to listen to their show. Rogan and Rodney will be, of course, live and local at noon. Colin Cowherd in between. Petros and Money at 2. Leading up to Morongo Casino, Dodgers on deck. We'll start at 5:30. Justin Turner will be a guest on the pregame show. Rick and Charlie will be back. It'll be the cast of characters, again, leading up to first pitch from San Francisco in Game 1 of the National League Divisional Series. All right, let's go back out to the phones. Richard is next up on Off-Night Dodger Talk. How you doing, Richard?
Can you hear me?
I hear you great. Go ahead.
Okay, there's an incredible parallel between what happened last night and 1988.
Okay.
And only most of the media has missed it. When Curt Gibson came up to plate, Mike Davis was on first base. He had walked, which is a whole other story as to why he walked, because Eckersley thought he was the Mike Davis of 1987. But that's another issue. The key thing is he stole second base. When he stole second base, Gibson said, "Now I could relax and just try to hit a single." Well, we know what happened. Look what happened last night. When Bellinger stole second base, Chris Taylor said, "Now I could relax and just try to meet the ball." It's like deja vu.
That's a great point.
It's almost the same thing. Yeah. The stolen base of Mike Davis and the stolen base of Cody Bellinger changed both games in terms of the hitter's mentality. And the media has not seen the incredible deja vu of these two moments.
I'm glad you brought it up, Richard. That's awesome. I never really thought about that over the last 24 hours. I appreciate the phone call. But he's right. Mike Davis stealing second off Eckersley in the 88 World Series, Game 1, Dodgers and A's. Last night, Cody Bellinger getting on base and then stealing second. And Chris Taylor admitting to our own David Vasse last night after the game that it did change his mindset and what he was doing at the plate against Reyes, and gets a slider down the middle of the plate that hung and crushed it into left field for a two-run home run. 1988, Kirk Gibson gets a ball over the plate, hits it out to right field into the pavilion. Yeah, a lot of similarities. Obviously, different parts of the postseason, but certainly the situation very similar to what happened in 1988, Game 1 of that World Series, and the NL Wild Card last night. The good thing is we got Steve Sachs on tomorrow morning, and you know who was on deck behind Kirk Gibson in 1988 in Game 1 of that World Series? Yeah, Steve Sachs. He was on deck, and he's told a story about what he was thinking about Kirk Gibson. He thought they were going to walk Gibby to get to him in the ninth inning there with a couple of runners on base. And instead, Gibson hits the home run, and he was the first man out since he was on the on-deck circle. So we'll ask Saxy about that tomorrow, about the parallels between 1988 when he was sitting and standing right there on deck in the wild card game last night. All right, we go to Kevin in Culver City is next up here on Off-Night Dodger Talk. Tomorrow, Game 1 of the NLDS. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, what is going on, Tim?
How you doing?
Hey, all season we've been talking about the San Francisco Giants. We got to catch them. They won another game. Only if we had a chance to play them one-on-one in a series. Well, here's our opportunity. NL West throw that out. It's all for the Marbles right in front of us. I expect us to sweep them. Their pitching comes nowhere near close to what we got. Bueller, Urias, and Scherzer. And look, we got to pass the baton. Don't swing for at the stuff in the dirt. Take the good pitches and get a great pitch to hit, and we'll take care of these guys easily. I have the utmost confidence in this team to get it done. What do you think, Timmy?
I hope so, Kevin. Great to hear from you, buddy. I hope so. I hope it's a sweep. I hope they go in there and take care of business. It's going to be tough, though, against Logan Webb and Kevin Gausman. Not to say the Dodgers can't get after those two starters. Alex Wood will go in Game 3, as David mentioned. Max Scherzer will go in Game 3 for the Dodgers. Dodgers then most likely, if necessary for Game 4, would go with Tony Gonsolin as a bulk inning guy. So we'll find out. It's going to be a big, big moment tomorrow night. The Dodgers, you know, going up there in game one. And to me, I think you got to jump out to an early lead. I think they need to set the tone, give Walker Buehler a little bit of cushion, and let him go out there and be postseason Walker Buehler. Just wanted to remind all Dodger fans out there that the Dodgers are having viewing parties for the NLDS. That's right. The team may be in San Francisco, but you could be at Dodger Stadium to watch the defending world champs take on the Giants for road games of the NLDS. First one being tomorrow, then Saturday night, and if necessary, next Thursday. Enjoy the game from the Center Field Plaza with limited seating and availability at the Overlook Bars and Plazas on a first-come, first-serve basis. The majority of ticketed guests will have standing room access. The tickets are $70. But listen to what you get. You get access, you get parking, you get $20 of loaded concession value, and you're going to get a World Series replica ring. So if you weren't able to get out to Dodger Stadium the first two times they had replica and ring night, here's your chance. For $70, you get to go to Dodger Stadium, watch the game with other Dodger fans, hang out in the plaza area. You get $20 of loaded concession value, and you get a World Series replica ring. That's pretty cool. It's a great deal. Just go to Dodgers.com to buy your tickets and to find out more about the NLDS watch parties. Real quick, JD and Compton, you got like 20 seconds. Go ahead, JD.
Hey, what's going on, champ?
Go ahead, man. I got to go quick.
I just want to say, man, that was a good win by the big Blue Wrecking Crew. Mm-hmm. So Taylor came through big time for us. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, go Dodgers.
Go Dodgers, JD. I appreciate it, man. Check in tomorrow morning. I'll be back 6 a.m. with Steve Sachs as we get you ready for game one of the NLDS. Thanks to Ronnie Fazio. Thanks to all you Dodger fans for being a part of the show. Big game tomorrow. Dodgers-Giants, the NLDS game one. Logan Webb, Walker Buehler, the pitching matchup will be live starting at 6 a.m. Me, Steve Sachs, and you with giveaways. So be listening. Jason Smith Show, Fox Sports Radio is coming up next. Very happy, 'cause the sun is shining all the time, like another perfect day.